Close your eyes and watch your breath. All the way in, all the way out. And try to stay right here. After all, this is the spot where the Buddha gained awakening, right where his awareness was with the breath. And so we found it here. There's a good chance that we can find it here as well. We're getting close to Vaisakh, the full moon in May. It was on the full moon in May that the Buddha was born, and 35 years later, the full moon in May, he gained awakening. And 45 years after that is the full moon in May that he entered total nirvana. And it's good to remember these events, because they're probably the most important events in human history. A human being was able to find a way to put an end to suffering. He was able to do it through his own efforts. And as he said, the qualities of mind that he needed to develop to gain that awakening are common to all of us, simply that he had developed them to an ultimate degree. And they took him to another dimension where there is no suffering, something outside of space, outside of time, but that can be reached through our efforts in space and time. So lots of different ways he explained the path there. One of them is through the five strengths. Conviction, their actions really do make a difference, because that's the message of the Buddha's awakening. The mind is not just the result of physical processes. It actually is the beginning of all experience. You'd have to take that on conviction, because you don't really know it until you've tested it. And so we take that as a working hypothesis, and it's a working hypothesis that gives us strength. Because otherwise we don't believe in our actions, then we won't take care of our actions. We say that they don't matter. And the one thing that could actually take us to the end of suffering that just gets thrown away. So this is why all the strengths of persistence, mindfulness, concentration, and discernment start with conviction. So to make sure that your conviction is strong. That means not only believing in the Buddha's awakening, but also acting as if you believed in it. In particular, being very careful about your precepts. At the same time, you're not priding yourself over your precepts. You're not doing this to be better than other people. You're doing it because you realize this is how the mind gets trained. Gets trained in mindfulness through observing the precepts, gets trained in alertness and ardency. All the qualities you need for meditation get trained through observing the precepts. These are the kind of precepts that are conducive to concentration. It's from where the mind can settle down and really be still, because it's in the still mind that those qualities really get developed. Otherwise, the mind is running around, and it doesn't see anything clearly because everything is just a blur. When you get really still, you can see not only things outside clearly, but also things, and more importantly, things inside. The small movements of the mind. Because those are the ones that are going to be important, because the small movements turn into big movements, and those are the ones that create the suffering that we're trying to avoid, we're trying to put an end to. And as the Buddha said, it's because we don't really understand these things that we keep going for the suffering. If we really understood it, they wouldn't go for it anymore. So to understand clearly, you've got to get the mind still. And to get the mind still, you've got to believe in the fact that the mind is important, and your actions are important in shaping the quality of your mind. So that's the level of conviction that you're asked to hold on to. And that then becomes the basis for the heedfulness that develops all the other qualities, all the other strengths. And that eventually will turn around and confirm your conviction. That's one of the qualities of a person who's had the first taste of awakening, is that their conviction in the Buddha has been confirmed. Because they've seen for themselves that really the path really does lead to the place where the Buddha said it would. If you haven't proven that yet for yourself, you just hold on to the conviction. Because that's a strength that you'll need in order to overcome the parts of the mind that want to flow in other directions. So make sure that your conviction and the power of your actions stay strong.